All right. It's the rundown. It's Thursday, April 9th. It is brought to you by our boys at High Noon Seltzer. I got the black cherry today. High Noon is a hard seltzer made with real vodka, real juice, sparkling water. It's actually made with vodka, not malt like other hard seltzers. High Noon flavors are pineapple, black cherry, watermelon, grapefruit. Only 100 calories, gluten-free, no sugar added. Right now, I'm getting delivered to my home through Drizzly, and you can too. We included the link in the bio of the episode to order now. Real vodka, real juice for real fans just like us. I haven't had the black cherry, I don't think.
Black cherry is my favorite.
Oh, shit. I spilled it on my computer.
Oh, no.
I like watermelon, pineapple, black cherry, and then I haven't had the grapefruit. I looked all over. I don't have much. Do you guys have anything you want to talk about?
Oh, I could start with Michelangelo's fun fact of the day before we get into other stuff.
Okay. What's that?
Michelangelo is the rundown producer. He's been doing actually a phenomenal job. I've watched a couple of the rundowns. They're very well produced.
Great edits.
Michelangelo went to Cornell. Ever heard of it?
Oh, I have. Yeah. Andy Pinard.
Isn't that crazy?
Smart guy.
Who's in the rundown now?
What's he doing? Why? What was he doing before this?
Yeah, Michelangelo, what the fuck?
This has got to be considered plan B, right?
No, you know what? I'm over that. I'm over the Harvard because it's like we had Tommy Lights, who was a Harvard guy who ran the fucking Spencer Lights. We had fucking Francis. We have Riggs. I mean, we got a lot of Ivy guys.
Quigg's from fucking NASA. I don't know where Quigg's went to school.
That's true. The brightest and greatest.
And sometimes, like, you know, like the Conan O'Briens of the world want to get involved in, like, a comedy or something.
Comedy, yeah.
Yeah. So that is an interesting fact. What else?
What's the market doing? Have you lost money?
What do you think, Dan? Dan, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, let me put it this way, Dan. I learned how to make a TikTok.
Listen up. Come to the center of the room, please. This is a shroot buck. When you have done something good, you will receive one Schrute buck.
So I could do a Dwight Schrute that the Federal Reserve is just giving away Schrute bucks.
They are giving away money. I mean, you just started shorting at the worst possible time because the market has been up. Like everyone's
winning money.
Somebody said
to short the market this week, which is what I started doing this week, is the worst week to short the market since 1938.
I'm glad it's up. Go up because I'm going to buy it at its peak. This is madness. No, let's bully him.
How much are you down?
So when
you just were about to say you had an M on your lips.
Yeah.
Are you down?
I'm probably down a milli, yeah.
When you were gambling, you were very open about how bad of a gambler you were. When you became a trader, you thought you had the whole world figured out. Are you now just like, I'm as bad of a trader as I am a gambler?
No, the good news is I know it's rigged. Like gambling, I don't know it's rigged. I'm bad at this is rigged. And I don't want to get into economics, micro, macro, that thing. But I know this.
No, please do.
Okay, fine, Dan.
Give us your
thesis. I know this. That the government is being, oh, don't worry, we're going to just create a trillion, billion, zillion dollars solves nothing. Like what? Okay. Well, why doesn't every government just do that? Well, we're just going to do a trillion. It's fantasy land. It's shrewd bucks. We're dealing in shrewd. Like there is so much bad in the world, right? Go look at fucking any. There's like today, and I don't want to be like touting Corona's horn because I'm not. It's like you don't want to be seen as like pro ISIS and pro fucking Bin Laden and pro Corona. But if you read the news, it's like the measures may not be working in Asia. Like today is the worst day ever in New York. So, and I'm not either on either side, but news, it's the worst like Corona day in a while. And then the government is just like, don't worry about it because we're going to create $1 trillion and the market skyrockets.
This is where then you got to realize if you think you're smarter than the system, if you just sit tight and keep the course, eventually you'll fucking be 10 times as rich.
Kevin. But there is no course. But I did. I listened to my music. I heard Tom Petty. I won't back down. I put it in. I ain't going anywhere. I'm going to take this.
I'm actually with you that I do think that it's going to swing back the other way because I think people are now.
Now,
but can you wait until then? That's the question.
Are, people are telling me stock market wise, they're like, yeah, when they produce more money, stocks go up because inflation's good because you need more money to buy stuff. All right. Well, if that's the theory, that doesn't solve anything because then the people you're giving the money to need more of it to buy anything.
Wait, what are you, does that mean what I think it means in that you're going to hold a bunch of short positions over a 3-day weekend?
That's exactly what it means, Daniel.
Wow. So,
well, Dan, but it's like, there's no good news that could, like, it's already.
I mean, a vaccine eventually is going to be, like, that's going to happen. And also the testing, like, if they over the weekend are like, hey, we have a way to test everyone instantly, that's going to, I would fuck you.
I want every single person who hates me to hear this. If we can find a vaccine this weekend, I will sacrifice my money and take the digger for a vaccine. I'll lose $5 million for a vaccine. Fine, I can live with that.
That's smart because we would obviously you'd make money in the long run.
No, Dan, don't put words in my mouth. That's not what I mean. I mean, for the good of this country, for the good of the people, I will, no matter what, at the end of the day.
That's great. You basically bet against, you basically have like an emotional hedge against like your favorite team, America.
Right. You keep trying to say like I have an ulterior motive. That's like this fucking clown, Jack from Twitter, like giving a degree of his fun to listen. If we cure this thing and Penn stock goes to 200, I'll give like fucking $10 million or whatever charity you want, bud.
You basically be no different than Bill Gates, like building these factories. You gave away your money away for coronavirus. Like this is actually a genius. You are having an emotional hedge against the United States of America. That's genius.
You're lying if you say that there's some part of you that doesn't want just catastrophic news right now to get you money.
Because it's already Kevin. There's already catastrophic news. It's like, hey, we're digging a mass grave in Central Park. Hey,
Asia, it's
re-emerging in Asia. Hey, France is reevaluating it. It's already as bad as it gets. It's just when the suits in the pinstripes with the mismatching collars on Wall Street are like, they press the button, it goes the other way. That's all.
Yeah,
there is
but
to
it's
it.
But it's also you gotta bet like what the dumb people of the world think, that they're all like, it's not a big deal. We're going to find a vaccine. Everything's all good. You're looking at the nitty gritty details saying, no, it's not. But people are dumb.
I don't think the stock market, I don't think anyone knows what's going on with the stock. The stock market's just the only thing I do understand, which people like if they put money up, inflation goes up, stocks go up. Fundamentally, I guess that makes sense, but no, it makes no sense.
I think now you're looking at all the things about the mass graves and the death tolls, and you're like, it should be down, but people don't care about that. So it's not rigged. It's just that you're not playing. You're not.
No, it is
about
rigged. It is rigged. It's rigged. It under any rationale, there's no excuse for the stock market this week to be having like the best market in the history.
Well, all the people who are like coronavirus is a hoax is not a big deal. That's what's going on.
Yeah, but we're not even in like a bear market anymore. It's a bull market now. It's like positive. We're back. It's like this thing never even happened
because people are stupid.
What happened to Davey Day Trader that was smarter than the system?
82, 200. I'm up a quarter milli. This guy.
That was stuffing them all in, you know, in your back pocket, running the ball, shoving it in goal line plays.
Bully ball.
Yeah, what happened to that?
We're still here. We're not getting bullied. That's what we're doing. We're holding into the weekend, Dan.
Okay.
And if I have to inject you with a side of Corona and watch you fucking die with a live cam to change the odds here, I'll fucking do it.
Imagine if they had a vaccine announced on, like, Sunday night.
Well, that's what honestly, I held into the night. I've been on the wrong side every morning. I've been on both sides. I took a shower at 8:15 and the stocks are down a little bit, which is good for me. I came out of the shower and all hell had broken loose.
Watch this now. Watch everything turn red within 10 minutes here. I'm watching.
Because they gave us money.
Thing.
Yeah.
Which is shoot bucks.
This is a shrewd buck.
Hey, don't worry, everybody. We're just going to give you a good.
So why the problem here is as the whole problem you've had the past couple weeks is that you're thinking so short term with your day trading. Could you just ride this out for like how long could you just let this ride?
I don't know. Well, no.
Like how much are you on the hook?
Like long term, I think the stocks like that I'm invested in are fine and going to be good, but not that we're not there yet. Like, right. I was on the stock side, but now everyone, they're so far up, I can't do it now. And I can't keep flip-flopping.
Damn.
Like, there has to be a bad day. There, since I've done this shorting strategy,
But you shorted at the bottom, didn't you?
No. I thought
everything went down, and then you started shorting, and then it went back up.
No. Like, Boeing was at 100 at one point. I started shorting Boeing at, like, 145.
Got it. This is a tough game.
Lululemon, I bought at 200. It went down to 180. It went back up to 200, 190. I started shorting. It's higher than it's ever been. If I just held on everything, I'd be rich.
Jesus Christ.
And okay, it's exactly, Dan, this is, we do the same thing every time. It's when I start betting unders in baseball.
I know. That's all this is. I know. And it just, everything goes against you.
Can you hold your short positions for like weeks? Or would you just rack up, would you be so fucked with how much money you have to put into accounts and all that shit? Because I think
the
you're right.
The stock market keeps rising. I've been saying the same thing. But they're having astronomical gains every single day.
Right.
Every
single day. So even if you were to be like one, like in a month from now, there's going to be a huge down day. Could you make it till then? Or would you be
maybe,
like,
I don't know. I don't know. The stock market is disconnected from the
world. Reality.
Correct. Yeah. They're, and then you have people who call up and they're the worst. And they're like, I told you, it's this, this, this. It's like, well, then why are you rich? Why aren't you doing? There is nothing connecting these things.
Wait, but isn't the stock market predicted? Like, it's the future, not the present.
But it is
some. Right. I mean, they say that, but
now there's certain companies. You get an Apple early, and it turns into, but like established companies, fucking no way.
But that's. I thought it was like you're basically buying a stock because, They're basically deciding like where things should be going, not where things are today.
Well, that's what some people will say, but I mean, why does it ever go down?
Yeah, it's all theoretical. Sucks losing and having to root against America.
Yeah, that's like the life's too short to bet. The honor life's too short to bet against America.
You're betting against America. You're betting against American ingenuity and like beating this thing and finding a vaccine.
Listen,
and getting
I bet
life back.
I bet on America for a long ass time with this thing. I gave it plenty of. I gave America and all you scientists.
You
and
gave
doctors,
America like 6 or 7 days to figure
this
shit out.
I gave you plenty of time to be on your side, and the shot clock ran out, and I had to join the other team, and now I'm stuck over there.
You should start dressing up like Iron Sheik every day before you go day trading.
Go full heel. Honestly, the content would be up. People would be watching. It'd be good for business if you were just pro corona.
I mean, honestly, why doesn't the government just keep every day, hey, we're going to give another fucking $8 trillion?
You need to just start tweeting out scare facts.
The whole thing is a pyramid scheme. We're living in the Matrix.
Start making those fake headlines like you did for Lululemon, but just make them deathly serious about coronavirus. That'll go over well.
Oh, my God. Your financial expertise. It's Shroop Bucks. The whole thing's a pyramid scheme. We're living in a
Matrix.
We're
in the Matrix.
We are, though. Funny, what? But we are. Hey, Kevin, why are you, like, again, trying to pick fights with me all night?
What do you mean?
Oh, let's see how he spin zones this. The moon pod, people?
It's a moon pod. That's what it's called. A moon pod. This thing's soft as f***. This is my favorite thing I think I've gotten today. This is like a marshmallow pillow. Nice. Thank you, moon pod.
Wait, so...
Well, at the time, it looked like you got God as like the biggest free ad ever. I wasn't picking a fight. I'm just fucking pointing out what looked blatantly obvious as a free ad. I guess you
knew it was a free ad, and we're on it.
Wait, can you explain it to me, Dave?
Was it or wasn't?
Did you negotiate it first, or did they do it, and then you're like, hey, get
no,
my
they
salsa
did
team
it. They did it, and then it's like, hey, you can't do that. Like, if you want to
so
do
you
that.
You did get got on a free ad then.
Yeah.
And then
well, it's not going to get got. We'll sue them. We're going to either get an ad deal out of it, or we're going to sue them.
Wait, but what if they just stopped running?
They just opened up their fucking package.
Yeah.
What would be the grounds for suing?
No, they didn't just open the package. They took it and used me as a targeted ad campaign that they paid for. It would be
right.
Like putting that on TV.
But wait, what if they if they're just like, all right, we'll stop running it, and they just got like, what's the recourse?
I don't know. We go after him or something.
You got caught.
You come on. You can't sit here and
throw a pot of Corona on him.
You did exactly what you've been screaming at people for the last 10 years over. You got caught. It's okay. You're negotiating it. We're gonna get money. You're winning in the end, but you got caught.
Listen, I get more mad when like it was like the Under Armour who's sending like boxes and boxes and every day, and we're wearing it every day.
What's different than you scheduling a time to get big time promotion on your fucking stream and they sent it to you and you got caught?
Well, that was like the first because it's like a one time thing only, but you're not supposed to be like, what they did is blatantly illegal.
Yeah, no, it's happened to us before, the downside of unboxing is you are literally just giving free ads.
That's not the downside of the unboxing. The downside of the unboxing is I can't feel my hands.
Yeah, how are the baby cuts going?
Horrible.
I'm wearing gloves today, people, because I have a million fucking paper cuts. I like basically cried myself to bed last night with paper cuts.
And I couldn't
I tuned in at the beginning last night and literally right before you took off your gloves, I was like, he has to take off these gloves. He will not be able to do this. You were going so slow.
I couldn't do the gloves.
I can't believe you haven't like outsourced the opening to Snyder Curry or something. That's stunning.
You should sit in a chair and drink your like Russian Valley wine and then let basically they just present it in front of you and they're like, all right, forget it.
I will say though, companies are learning this.
Yes,
when you tweeted that,
no, not learning. Wonderful Pistachios sent a box of pistachios, and I sat there and ripped their company limb to limb.
Wonderful Pistachios, which I call the scumbag of pistachios versus other pistachios, and are an insult to pistachios. So while I love them sending it, I will bring this to a local hospital, and I will feed it to the people on their deathbeds.
Well, then why did you get caught by Moon Pod?
Because that guy was a scumbag.
Gotta be better than that. You would freak out on someone else for this.
The pistachios, I wanted pistachios today because you had that whole rant about them.
Well, not that brand that I have.
I wanted them. I was like, damn, I'm craving pistachios now. Dave's been talking about them.
We have a sales list. We're selling these companies, being like, look how much thing. We're driving money so Kevin can feed his fucking family.
So you send a message after the morning after getting
caught. I didn't know they were going to do that.
Of course not, but that's why you can't fucking just handle this publicity.
What happens when we turn them into a client? Then who got caught?
Yeah, that's fine. After the fact, you turn it into a big revenue stream, good. In the moment, you got caught.
I didn't get fucking caught.
Is the salsa team on it?
What's the second app? We got a second app. Speaking
of this is old school. You've already sat back down and started typing.
Your turn.
Manscaped can help you out make the most of your time with a significant other. Manscaped promotes clean hygiene when it comes to shaving your balls. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials Kit. The Perfect Package, sunny out, 3.0 kit comes with a new and improved lawnmower 3.0. It's a waterproof cordless body trimmer that features cutting edge ceramic blades to prevent manscaping accidents. Support these motherfuckers. Subscribers get a new replacement blade refill from your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. Perfect Package also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer. For limited time, subscribers get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code RUNDOWN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code RUNDOWN. Help your relationship out during this quarantine. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
This is a weird thing that just happened to me. Do you think this is a bullshit thing? Someone just texted me from a hotel I stayed at for work like 3 months ago and was like, hey, just noticed that you stayed at this hotel. Wanted to see if you needed anything in the future. Hope Little Cat and Stella are doing well. Like, that's kind of intrusive, right? To just text my phone number?
Yes.
That's like super intrusive. Like, that's, I mean, it's clearly stooly, but that's like a weird thing to do.
Yeah, I always, when I get that, say, who gave you my cell phone number?
Ooh, that's good. That's a good response.
That's why you got to start checking in with like Ron Mexico names. You know, you got to have it all fake.
It's just a weird. Yeah, that's a weird thing to text someone. Like, what? Why would I think like that? I now will be like, oh, I want to stay at this hotel where you obviously you're just. Right. Me, use yeah. my information and throw it around.
And trying to throw in the kid and the dog. Yeah, like what are you up?
Fuck,
fuck.
Come on. Dave, can we ask can I ask you the light for what? The unboxing?
It didn't look good.
No, there was a couple was like tough a, shots, yeah.
That was like an add 15 years to your life light.
Well, it was a bright fucking glaring light an inch away from my face.
Dude, you are in a bad mood.
Bad mood. You are bad mood, Dave.
Mean. You're just mean today.
You're a mean motherfucker.
You're just not a nice guy.
You're a boy named Sue.
I'm drinking my Sunsips.
How about Chris Johnson just murdering people, huh?
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that?
You made $47 million. You're still involved in like gangs and drugs and hitmen and shit. Just fucking go chill somewhere, man. Crazy. That
was crazy.
Crazy. I can see Portnoy hiring people to kill somebody though.
Yeah, if he keeps 100%. if America keeps beating this coronavirus.
Honestly, the high profile death right now, it could tank things. Just have somebody killed.
If not enough people die, Dave's gonna fucking lose his mind and have to even it out for the coronavirus.
I'm not. He's gonna become a terrorist. He's gonna just start bombing New York.
Trust me. I want wear no coronavirus part of shirt.
And be like, we gotta fucking get these numbers up.
Oh my god.
How come everyone's so scared of Corona when I'm fucking betting on America? And the second I'm betting against America, all of a sudden no one cares about Corona anymore.
I mean, I would my a real answer would be because you don't know what you're doing.
No, that's not a real answer.
How come you're so honest about being a bad gambler, but not honest about being a bad trader?
Because I know that I'm getting fucked with by the suits on Wall Street.
The Matrix.
Dave, you just let me know. Whenever you get down, I'll give you the speech about a guy I knew that went like, you know, 75-3 one January and February not too long ago. I'll give you that pump-up speech. I don't think you're ready for it now. You are very you're holding strong right now.
Okay, guys.
How many boxes are there today?
They're bringing them up.
I have a question for you. This was debated on a guy asked me on Twitter. We talked about it on the radio today. Do you think that you invented unboxing videos?
No.
Who?
I would have thought.
It's big on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's
you didn't know that.
It's actually very funny watching a real one because they like take great care with opening it up and they like slowly reveal it.
Well, like everything we do, I didn't give this thought. It happened during Peace Review that the buzzer went off.
It's great. I enjoy it. I've been watching. The what is this for every single one? Last night when you caught yourself. I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, because someone did like the drinking game.
Yeah, but what is it? You go, live fish. What is this?
What is this?
Live fish? What does that fucking mean? Outside the obvious of live fish. Is there going to actually be fucking fish in this thing? Just in fucking case.
You're like, well, I guess it's probably live fish.
Well, I didn't know what kind of fish. Could have been a piranha.
How is your... How's your fish doing?
Was it just a goldfish? Or
he's doing. He's in a bowl.
You do not know how to feed fish, huh?
Apparently, I put too much in.
Put like the whole fucking bottle in. All
right, where are we going with this? Let's fucking end it. Stock market closes 17 minutes.